The question every bride underweights is which hairstyle her tiara is actually going to live on for 12 hours. The choice is bigger than the tiara itself, because hair is the load-bearing structure. A sleek low bun is the most secure home a tiara has ever had. A half-up, half-down is the most adaptable, and per the 2026 bridal hair reports, it is now the second most requested style for weddings. Hair fully down is the prettiest in inspiration photos and the riskiest in real life unless your stylist builds in a hidden anchor zone. Here is what most brides do not realize. The tiara is not anchoring to the hair, it is anchoring to texture. Smooth, recently blown out hair gives bobby pins nothing to grip. Stylists need a structured zone, a bun, a back comb section, or a small braid, and the pins go through the tiara's loops or comb and down into that zone, two per side, cross for grip. Without one of those structures, the tiara will slip during the first dance. Kathy hears this on the Whatnot Lives every week. A bride finds a piece she loves in the live drop, takes it to her stylist a month later, and only then realizes the proportions clash with the bun she had planned. The fix is simple. Bring the tiara to your hair trial. A flat lay photo cannot tell you how the proportions read in motion, and the trial is the moment to catch it. Per Wedding Wire's 2026 cost guide, that trial typically runs around $75 per service. The practical takeaway is this. If your tiara is heavy or tall, choose a low bun and let the structure carry the crown. If you want flexibility and softness, a half up with a small braided anchor section is the smart default. If your heart is set on hair fully down, ask your stylist about a discreet horizontal braid or a hidden row of pins underneath, and choose the lightest tiara in your size range. The Renaissance pieces with side fastening loops adapt to whatever style wins on the day. One last thing. The tiara stigma left over from the costume jewelry era has not survived the 2026 runway. Statement crowns walked at New York and Paris, and the bridal salons that book a year out are seeing more headpieces, not fewer. If a small voice is telling you a tiara might be too much for your day, it is wrong. This is the year tiaras are exactly enough, and the hairstyle is what makes them stay there from the first look through the last dance.